the most diversified radio station on the dial, AM 1050, KCAA.
Welcome to Smart Health Talk with your host, Elaine McFadden.
Take a walk on the wild side, where the birds and the bees survive. Right before me, my newfound hippie side. Once ignore these conspiracies online. Out the window, finish up the media. Sign me up now, make sure you use your smart. Take a walk on the wild side. Will the birds and the bees survive? Would your children
side. Welcome to Smart Health Talk with your host, Elaine McFadden.
Welcome, Smart Health Talk listeners. Well, we have a really great show planned for you today because I think a lot of what we're going to be talking about could be impacting most of our listeners out there. First of all, we're going to be talking about heartburn. And how many of you out there have experienced heartburn within the past month? I bet I'd have at least half of you raising your hand right now. So we're going to be talking about that and some risks that have just been announced by the FDA on the type of medication that's prescribed for heartburn. And so with that is coming some other side effects that can actually be fatal. So it's important that people out there that are on the different types of medication associated with that know about these risks. And actually those heartburn medications, that's the third highest selling class of drugs in the United States right now. So we know that a lot of people out there are taking these medications, and you know, now we're finding out serious risks to go along with it. So that's like one of the things. We're also going to be talking about like how to prevent heartburn. So if you do have it, what are some steps that you're going to take? And we have something that you could actually use instead of these drugs that is going to start nourishing your body instead of just trying to put a Band-Aid on it. And hopefully, eventually, you'll get better where you wouldn't even like need these drugs. So that's going to be part of the goal with the suggestions. So we're going to have to go along with that. Next, we're going to... we'll see how the time goes. I do have something else here that I wanted to go over with you. I won't mention it because I'm not sure whether I'm going to get to that or not. But our guest for today is going to be Xenia. She's the mistress of tea and is the owner of Xenia's Gypsy Tea. And I am just a huge fan of tea, and there's so many things I can say about tea. But I'm going to wait, and we're going to let Xenia join us because she's actually the expert. And so she'll be giving us a lot of tips on tea, the benefits of it, how to make a really good cup of tea, and that kind of thing. So be sure and stay tuned for that. Okay, now first of all, let's get to this heartburn drug, because when I read about this new study that just came out from the Journal of Clinical Infectious Diseases that it was published in, I became, you know, a huge red flag went up, and I became very concerned about you guys. Fortunately, I'm not on those drugs, and I do know what my triggers are, which is something we're going to be talking about, and so I try to avoid those. But because I can be susceptible to heartburn too, but let me tell you, when you're pregnant, boy, do you get heartburn. that was like the worst time that I had it. So that's definitely always a time when, you know, women are probably dealing with heartburn, so they'll want some of our natural remedies that we're going to be talking about later, where you don't have to use these acid-suppressing drugs. And that's pretty much what it, you know, what we're talking about here. If you've heard of Nexium, Prozac, Prevacid, Zecarid, Tagamet, Zantac, it's hard for me to say some of these because I never have taken them, thank goodness. But, you know, it's the third highest used drug out there, so a lot of other people are. Now, what did the study tell us? Well, you know, first of all, you know, these drugs, what are they prescribed for? Well, they're prescribed to treat, like, acid reflux, stomach ulcers, and other conditions. And the mechanism is they reduce the amount of acid in the stomach. Well, first thing I'd like to say about stomach ulcers, which there are still a lot of people out there that don't know this, and you could have been suffering for years and you could actually get cured. We used to think stomach ulcers just came from stress and different foods you were eating and that kind of thing. And then there was a doctor that came out at a big medical conference and he said, you know what? Stomach ulcers are actually caused by a bacterium called H. pylori bacterium. Well, everybody laughed at him. And guess what? It turned out he was right. And this bacterium actually looks like a little screw. And it burrows its way down into your stomach lining and it compromises it, breaks it open so that the acid actually starts going inside of the tissue there and the acid starts eating away at it. When it's not been permeated, it stays sealed and the acid stays where it's supposed to stay. But if when that happens,
a precious deposit that came from the mightiest of mountains, created from the strongest forces of nature, and lie hidden for 15 million years beneath the surface of a remote desert, has now been found. A mineral deposit like no other, nature in its most perfect form. Minerals are one of the key foundations of life and may not always be complete in food, but you can now have all that nature has to offer in one pure source. Ion Charge Minerals bring you 57 ionic minerals to nourish your body with the raw materials it needs to rebuild, revitalize, and help generate energy within every cell. Experience mineral power and the new energy and endurance that is yours when you give your body what it needs to build a stronger you. Visit IonChargeMinerals.com or go to Smart Health Talk website and find out how you can benefit from the power of minerals today.
Listen to AM 1050 KCAA. It makes people wonder what you're up to.
Take a walk on the wild side. Will the birds and
okay, every Smart Health Talk listeners, welcome back. Well, we're here today and we're talking about heartburn, something that affects a lot of Americans. So I hope we're talking about a subject that is interest to you today, and because we're going to talk about what this actually makes you more susceptible to, and this is because you're suppressing the acid in your stomach, it's actually making you more susceptible to a bacterium that is kind of short, and for short is called C. diff. That's all you really need to know. And also that it can be found anywhere. This stuff like lives for a really long time and it's like kind of suspended animation form. And you can easily get it in a hospital, really easy in a hospital. So, you know, that's why you want to stay healthy and not even have to go there. Anyway, this bacterium, it's actually, it can spread and kill people. So, we're pretty concerned about that. And we were also talking about how important acid is into breaking down your food and actually getting all the nutrition for it, especially when you're, digesting protein. Now, you're probably wondering, you know, how bad am I, you know, as far as my heartburn goes? Well, if you have heartburn once a month, it's considered mild. If you have heartburn once a week, it's moderate. But if you're having it daily, then that's severe. And you may have been told by your doctor if you have it, that the acid's actually eating away at your esophagus. And there's like a little valve right there that keeps the acid from going up your esophagus. And if you keep splashing that with acid over and over again, you start to weaken that valve. And so then it makes it easier and easier for the acid to go up there and cause even more damage. So you see, this is like really a vicious circle. And so one of the things that you can do is you have to be smart and you have to know what your trigger foods are, which what foods are really giving you the worst heartburn, because it's not always the same for everyone. And you know that it probably, you know, if you eat before you go to bed, you're going to be in trouble, because once you lay down, it's just making everything worse. So you got to plan your meals so you're at least like eating 3 hours before you're going to go to bed. And that's good for like weight loss too. And weight loss, actually obesity is one of the big problems that causes heartburn. So the more you weigh, the more heartburn you're probably going to have. And then you're going to be getting on the pills and again, vicious circle. So, you know, helping to get that weight off is going to, one of the pluses is your heartburn is going to be diminished. So stress, smoking, you know, you shouldn't be doing smoking. Just, you know, quit. It causes like so many bad things. That's another whole topic, but just trust me, just quit. You know, acidic foods. You know, you probably know what those are, you know, anything like tomatoes, citrus, coffee, chocolate, vinegar, carbonated drinks, spicy foods, high fat foods, alcohol. Now, we've talked about organic wine on the show because I know from my own personal experience, when I drink that, it doesn't burn at all. When I try to drink wine with sulfites, it burns all the way down. And I can take one sip, that's it. I'm done. I can't even enjoy it even with the sulfites in it. It has to have none for me. So I know that those definitely cause burning. You want to choose the alkaline foods. There's a lot of fruits and vegetables, mostly vegetables and lean meats and low-fat dairy, whole grains. All of those things are good alkaline foods that balance you out, more or less acidic, more alkaline. So always remember that. Of course, there's like home remedies where you can, you know, of course, there's always Tums, which is calcium. It's which we're going to be talking about minerals as one of the good guys that can help you with heartburn. Honey. Now, we had, you know, one of our guests on the show, they have raw organic honey. That is my number one choice with honey. All the other honeys, they've heated them, they've killed all the good stuff in there. You want raw organic honey, and it will help make your stomach more alkaline. So have like a nice cup of green tea with some raw honey in it, and that's going to make your body more alkaline and reduce the amount of acid you have in your stomach. Plus, green tea is like really great, which we're going to be talking about in our next segment. Chamomile tea. That's really good for your tummy, and so is ginger tea, or just eating ginger. And apple cider vinegar actually is good for balancing your stomach acid out and good for that. Okay, well, the next thing I'm going to get to is the minerals. And this is like something that, to me, this is the best way to go. And we advertise minerals on our show. You can go to the Ion Charge Mineral website to read more about them and see them. Or you can go to our website and click on the Super Ion Man, who's right there on the front. And that'll take you to the Ion Charge Mineral website. But these minerals are something that I believe in just about more than anything out there. And they come from the earth. They are like 15 million years old. It took the forces of nature like millions of years to make them, going all the way down the Colorado River over hundreds of miles. And so these minerals are like a little piece of every one of those mountain ranges all along the way. It's been broken down to 1 micron in size, goes right into your body. 57 different minerals. When your digestive system is not working right, when you've got pain, when you have gas, when you have heartburn, all of these things are a signal that you are deficient. You've probably been eating a lot of junk food for a long period of time, and your body's been degenerating. You want to regenerate it. When you degenerate your digestive system, that's like one of the worst things, because it's hard to get regenerated when the place where you get all your nutrition is like worn down and weak. So we need to build that digestive system back up, and these minerals have a pH of 8.3. So that means that they're very alkaline, and they will help to balance out that acid that you have in your stomach. I wanted to read a little something here, because instead of me just going on and trying to convince you, there was actually someone that wrote a comment about these products, and I'm going to read you a couple of excerpts from this because I thought they did such a great job, better than I could probably even do any do with it. And their name was Hippier Scientist, This Mud's For You. And they said, if you're not big on the whole science thing, but you want a good detoxifier, here's my short review. So he said, buy it, take it, and start feeling awesome. Detox is gentle and effective, and the mineral profile is outstanding. This is one of two detox products, the other being raw apple vinegar, that I have tried and will buy again. And unless they improve this product or it's bested by a competitor, I'll be using it until the day I die. And this is exactly how I feel. I don't want to go one day without these minerals. To me, they're worth more than any gold or anything out there because of how good they make you feel. So anyway, he goes on to say, if you're into details and you want to decide whether or not to become a dirt drinker, here's what I have so far. So your entire body is electric. And if you're short on minerals, you're short on electricity somewhere in your body. Your body really can use 57 different minerals to conduct electricity. And some of them you need a lot and some you need a little. But TerraMin, which is the mineral product that I've been talking about, has an outstanding mineral profile and the delivery method seems very sound. And if you want to know the details of the bioavailability, you can go to the company's website, which they have all the details on how the mechanisms on how it actually works. So, but what's this whole clay sand thing? And why should anyone freak out their friends and family by telling them that they drink dirt? Well, here's an example. We need fish oil to fight inflammation, but fish has mercury in them. We've discussed that a lot on the show. So we eat the fish and we put out the fires in our blood, but we start accumulating mercury as well. And without buying pills, how can we get the healthy fats and get rid of the heavy metals? And we're taking in heavy metals when we're just breathing pollution as well. There's just so many ways that we're toxins get into our body. But the clay and the sand, they actually bond to the mercury and other toxins, and then you excrete them through your urine and your feces, depending on the toxin and where it was in your body and other things that this guy says he looks forward to proving in the lab. And I know that a lot of people are researching these minerals to find out what all the potentials there are. So here's the way the company says it works, and I find it reasonable. Microscopic bits of sand in the product are so small that they can actually make it into your bloodstream. So hypothetically, you've got some lead accumulated in your fat tissue of your arm. This nano sand goes into your bloodstream, bonds to that lead chemically, and your kidneys filter it out of your blood, and then you pee it out. So put it a different way, not only do the clay and the sand bond to nasty things in your guts, but they seek and destroy toxins whenever they're in your body, and that's really, really cool. So is it nasty? Not at all. Just put some in your coffee and it tasted great. When he tried it, usually I take it with water, I just take the tablets. Does it make you feel funny? Well, quite the contrary. It'll make you feel wonderful. Kind of like a seat warmer or a cup of hot chocolate that's warm, fuzzy feeling in your stomach. It won't get you high, but you are basically drinking a warm blanket for your nervous system. And can I overdo it? Yes. And you can also overdo breathing and drinking water. No, these minerals, you're not going to overdo. They don't accumulate in your system like vitamin A or oil-based vitamins. These, you use it or it goes out. So if you're one of those people, if you're one of those people that do that, he says, please refrain from having kids. So anyone that is like, you know, it's all about, you know, you shouldn't be doing extreme anything. So follow the instructions and don't worry about it because unlike sodium, which your guts absorb regardless of how much you already have, your intestines only grab what they need for the minerals. So he ends to say TerraMin is inexpensive and safe. And it gives you good minerals in exchange for poison, and it doesn't taste bad. And if you don't want to drink it, they've got the pills, and you don't need to tell anybody about your dirty little secret that you're drinking dirt, eating dirt. And I know this product usually appeals to the alternative crowd, but it appeals to me as a scientist. There's something here for everybody, and I think that if you give TerraMin a shot, you'll be just as blown away at the positive results as I was. So there you have it. This was another person's opinion who I don't even know who they are, but I really like what they had to say, and it kind of goes with everything that I've experienced. It makes you feel great. You have no pain, and it really helps with the heartburn. So please go to our website, look for the Super Ion Man, and stay tuned because we got lots more great stuff coming up.
take a walk on the wild side. Will the birds and the bees survive? Right before me, my newfound hippies.
A precious deposit that came from the mightiest of mountains, created from the strongest forces of nature, and lie hidden for 15 million years beneath the surface of a remote desert, has now been found. A mineral deposit like no other, nature in its most perfect form. Minerals are one of the key foundations of life and may not always be complete in food, but you can now have all that nature has to offer in one pure source. Ion Charge Minerals bring you 57 ionic minerals to nourish your body with the raw materials it needs to rebuild, revitalize, and help generate energy within every cell. Experience mineral power and the new energy and endurance that is yours when you give your body what it needs to build a stronger you. Visit IonChargeMinerals.com or go to Smart Health Talk website and find out how you can benefit from the power of minerals today.
Welcome back, everybody. You're here listening to Smart Health Talk. And I'd like to know, how many of you out there are tea drinkers? You know that tea is actually, you know, really coming back big. A lot of people are getting turned on to tea. And, you know, tea was actually born a long time ago, but it's still an important part of many cultures and traditions. And, you know, if you were Japanese, you would know all about maca tea and the big tea ceremony that they have. But, you know, like I just mentioned, you know, tea is really getting a resurgence in popularity. And, you know, part of that's being fueled by, you know, new studies coming out telling us about all the great benefits that we get from tea. And, of course, now it's a lot easier to drink tea because we've got tea, all kinds of different tea choices when we go to buy a beverage. There's a couple of stories that people have told me along the line about 80 and 90 year old grandmothers that, you know, they said they have perfect health, you know, and their whole life, never even been to the doctor. And what do? Every day they drink green tea. So, we have all these different convenient choices now, but, you know, we want to get more nutrition bang for our buck. And a lot of those drinks are a little bit more expensive. So, we've got an expert here today, and, I'm really thrilled to have her on the show because I absolutely love her tea. Her name is Zena. And I'm going to have her say her last name because I know that I'm going to mess it up. But she is the mistress of tea at Zena's Gypsy Tea. And Zena, I want to welcome you to the show. And can you please tell us your last name?
Yeah, it's Muzika, but most people pronounce it incorrectly, but it means music in Ukrainian. So thank you so much for asking.
Oh, I love that. That actually means music. So
yeah, my name means Zena, or Zena means woman. And, Muzika is music, and that's my gypsy heritage. I was born with the name The Woman of Music, and God, I wish I had a musical bone in my body. I feel like...
Okay, really, that's you and me both. Nobody wants to hear me sing. I guarantee that. And I just thought it was so funny. I was just telling our staff here that we actually had Kevin Zorbo on the show last week, who, if you've ever watched television and was a fan of Hercules... television show. He was on our show last week, and we have Zena. And there was like Zena, Warrior Princess, Zena on the show the next week. So we had, you know, Hercules and Zena. Actually, two of my favorite shows of all time.
Good. Well, tea does make you a warrior. It does improve your health so incredibly much. It is such an easy thing to steep and to drink and to make a part of your daily life. You can cook with it. You can, you know, we make tea lattes instead of dessert with our dessert chais. And there's just so much that can be done. And there's so many nutrients and health benefits in tea that it really is exciting that Americans are getting back on the tea wagon. We're thrilled about that.
Well, yeah, and I love those ideas that you mentioned. And, you know, we have a little bit of time here, so I'm hoping we can kind of get back to, like, some of the different ideas on different ways people could incorporate tea in new ways
Absolutely.
For some other things that they do. But first, I just wanted to start start with you telling a little bit about the story behind your company, because that was like so touching and inspiring when I read it. And plus, you know, you're my hero because you're a award-winning woman-owned company, which I thought was like very impressive. So why don't you share that with us a little bit on how you got started?
Okay, well, it was about 12 years ago. I joke that, you know, I'm the overnight success that only took 12 years.
Uh-huh.
And I'll be an overnight success that only took 20 years and another 8. But I started the tea company. My background was herbal medicine and aromatherapy. At a young age, I had my son. He needed some operations. I was a single mom. Didn't have the proper health insurance, which so many people in our country are experiencing right now. And so I decided that I had to sell something and have my son with me because I needed to pay his bills and really support him. So what happened was I started making tea blends off of a little tea cart in my friend's store in Ventura. I'm based in Ojai. And we started making tea lattes with an espresso machine and tea desserts by blending tea into pastries. And it really started to take off, and Sage grew out of the baby carrier that I was carrying him on as I worked at the tea cart.
Okay.
And as a toddler, had a lot more important things to do than hang out with a bunch of ladies drinking tea. But I started wholesaling my blends to hotels and spas and restaurants and teaching people how to use tea loose leaf, because back then, 99% of the people didn't quite know how to use loose leaf tea yet. And then what happened after that was Whole Foods, the buyer from Southern California Whole Foods, fell in love with some of my more unique blends and asked us to go into packaging. So I started putting my tea into tins and schlepping them all over the state, making deliveries. And now we're in many thousands of stores, and our mission is to end poverty for the women who work in the tea fields, who make only $1.35 a day. We provide guaranteed health care, maternity leave, and education for their children. So we're a mission-based business, and now you can find us at major grocery stores like Albertsons, as well as Whole Foods, and beautiful places like Cost Plus World Market.
Well, and your packaging, you know, is beautiful. I know I was reading about the tins that your tea comes in, and, you know, even that has a story.
Well, everything, you know, life is hard enough, and my goal is to formulate really beautiful blends that people can really feel like they're having a treat in the middle of the hectic days that we all seem to be enduring. And so I love making the packaging pretty and inspiring, and we're about to come out with some new stuff, which I'll tell you about. But I feel like the packaging needs to be beautiful and inspirational, educational, and then also 100% waste-free. Our tins keep the tea fresh. It's the best type of material to keep tea fresh, and they're refillable. They're made out of 70% recycled steel, and they're 100% recyclable again, and they're airtight, and they're fabulous. So, and people collect them, and I tell them, you know, just always refill them. We sell refills on our website, and they make great pencil holders if you're not going to refill it. Or you can recycle it and be totally...
They're multi-purpose, right?
Absolutely. Always repurposing everything.
Well, yours was the first tea that I ever had that had coconut in the name.
Oh. Yeah.
And I absolutely loved it. I was like, boy, this woman is creative. And you may not have gotten the music gene, but you definitely got the creative gene.
I make music with tea. Yay!
Yeah, that's right. You know,
well, I always like to add a twist to our blends. Like with Earl Grey, I loved, you know, adding freeze-dried organic biodynamic raspberries to really make it a unique flavor. And then with our chai, which you're talking about, it's I added coconut to the chai spices. I was in Southern India. I spend a lot of time with our tea growers and have very strong relationships with them. They actually threw my wedding for me to my husband.
Wow.
Yeah, and I've watched the kids grow up. I'm actually collecting old laptops. If any of your listeners have any, they can email me, and I am sending call tags, and they get a tax write-off, and I'm taking the laptops to the kids because there's only 3 computers right now for 530 kids in this tea estate in Sri Lanka. So we love to add unique twists to flavor, and the chai, the coconut chai was an inspiration when I was in the south of India, standing at a chai stall, staring up at a coconut tree, and I thought, oh, I had an aha moment.
Oh, wow.
So that's where that came from.
Well, you had to be in India for the aha moment, so, you know.
Well,
that's...
yeah, I've had plenty here. Raspberry Earl Grey was from a woman here who said, God, I love raspberries, and God, I love Earl Grey. I just wish there was a tea that was both, and I went, oh, I can make that. And it ended up being, it's a great seller, and it's such a lovely blend. And
your
so,
job
yeah.
sounds like so much fun.
It's like, so much fun. I have to tell you, it's gotten more fun in the last year because we grew enough to where I could hire enough help. So I have an awesome CEO named Sean who's running the headache part of the business, and I get to do the creative. I just spent 6 months formulating a whole new line of teas I'm so excited about, and we have our new functional teas coming out the first week of March, and they'll be in stores probably by the first week of April. They'll be in vitamin shops nationwide and on our website. But we have one for an apple cinnamon one for making you regular, because I know that's an issue with a lot of Americans. And then we have a coconut vanilla sleepy tea, and we have a detox tea, raspberry mint, and we've got, or cranberry mint, and then, yeah, raspberries. And we are using lots of different flavors, and we made medicinal teas taste good, so we're really jazzed about that. It took a while.
and those functional type of foods, like these functional teas, are something that's really hot right now. A lot of people are looking for that.
Yeah, and we really focused on not having it be jargon. We're not into marketing for the sake of sales. We're into creating products that will sell because they're effective, and these blends are very effective. And, you know, we've got a detox, we've got a slimming, we've got a sleepy, we've got a cold tea, which is going to come out next fall, but we've got a beautiful, you know, lineup, and we made them taste good because, you know, tea that is medicinal with the right herbs that are actually effective doesn't have to taste crappy.
I know, and I just feel like,
and with like, oh, enough bad tea. I'm just
you're worried. Like a breath of fresh air, because I think a lot of us, you know, grew up with like the same, you know, sleepy time. You know, that's all we ever really knew. And you're just like, you know, bringing a breath of fresh air with all these new flavors. And we're going to have to break here, but I want to come back, and I wanted to ask you some questions on like those. I'm kind of curious about the formulas and how you actually came up with those formulas. So everyone stay tuned, because Zena's going to tell us all about that, which I think should be really fascinating. So stay tuned.
A precious deposit that came from the mightiest of mountains, created from the strongest forces of nature, and lie hidden for 15 million years beneath the surface of a remote desert, has now been found. A mineral deposit like no other, nature in its most perfect form. Minerals are one of the key foundations of life and may not always be complete in food, but you can now have all that nature has to offer in one pure source. Ion Charge Minerals bring you 57 ionic minerals to nourish your body with the raw materials it needs to rebuild, revitalize, and help generate energy within every cell. Experience mineral power and the new energy and endurance that is yours when you give your body what it needs to build a stronger you. Visit IonChargeMinerals.com or go to Smart Health Talk website and find out how you can benefit from the power of minerals today.
Naya, 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 recycle.
Naya, Canada's most environmentally conscious bottled water, is very proud to announce that its already recyclable bottles are now made from 100% recycled plastic. Naya is the first bottled spring water in the world to do that. So in addition to its recycling activities, Naya uses no new plastic to make its water bottles.
Naya, Naya, Naya.
A natural source of progress.
Chia, a nutrition-packed seed that provided the foundation for ancient Peruvian civilizations, has been improved to deliver an even more nutrient-dense, nutritionally consistent food called salva. Full of health-protecting omega-3, salva is also an excellent source of fiber, protein, antioxidants, vitamins, and minerals. Its neutral flavor can be added to most all foods or just mixed with your favorite beverage and drink. Salva is non-GMO and gluten-free and saves food dollars by providing what you need in one simple seed. Salva, a food for a new, modern generation.
The other station claims to be local. Since when is Glendale local? KCAA, News Talk 1050, your true local station.
Welcome back, Smart Health Talk listener. We're here with Zena, Mistress of Tea, from Zena's Gypsy Tea, and the inspiration behind all of the new and exciting blends that they have. And just right before we went to break, we were talking about some of the Zena's new line of teas, which are a functional line that are going to help people with like specific type of conditions or problems that they might have. And so Zena was just going to tell us about like how she came up with these different formulas. I just think it would be like so much fun to be able to research all those different things, and I wish I could just take what you have in your head and put it in my head, because I think that would be so much fun to know all of that.
The Vulcan mind meld.
Yeah, exactly. I would love to know all this stuff about the different teas and the different blends and like how, you know, do you believe that like some things actually have like a synergistic effect together?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And for our gourmet aspect, like all tea has medicinal benefit. Black tea is the same plant as green tea. A lot of people don't realize that. The only thing is that green tea has been steamed right after plucking to arrest the oxidation. So black tea doesn't get steamed right away. It actually is allowed to oxidize and turn red in color. And then when it's heated to seal it, it turns black. The thing with tea is that it all has a ton of antioxidants. It's all great for our hearts. It's all great for our immune systems, and it's all great for speeding up our metabolism. It's thermogenic. And oolong tea, there are over 300 studies that are totally legitimate and credible that prove that oolong tea is, a fantastic way to lose weight. And that's an in-between a green and a black tea. It's allowed to oxidize slightly before they steam it. So, and then there's white tea. White tea is a beauty tea. And I want to, because it helps increase collagen. And one thing about tea that is really important for your listeners and for my customers is that it has to be certified organic, or it has to be wildcrafted or brought in from a reliable source, because, you know, you definitely don't want to be drinking tea for your health and then knowing that there's pesticide residue or herbicide, fungicide. It kind of defeats
Thank you for that.
Yeah, very, very, very important. And so, coming up with blends that, you know, everything I make is great for people, because it's the inherent nature of the product itself. And, you know, God made that. I have very little to do with it, other than I have amazing people who pluck it for me and treat it with such care. And then I bring it over from, you know, the fair trade organic biodynamic tea estates, and we blend it with our different herbs for different health benefits and flavor. And then we carefully package it into hemp tea sachets that are made from hemp and easily thrown in the garden, and they break down and they nurture our plants. And so I really feel like, my job is super cool now that Sean's doing all the grunt work.
Uh-huh.
And I'm getting to travel the world and find these amazing small farmers who are producing really the most spectacular and efficacious herbs and spices and tea leaves. So it is fun. It's a ton of hard work. 100% organic certification, 100% fair trade certification, biodynamic certification. Everything combines to create a lot of work, but it's well worth it, because it gives our customers the gift of knowing that their product is pure.
Well, my belief is when you're using those kind of growing methods, you're not putting pesticides on, especially with something like tea, the flavor is going to be totally different
when
all that goes into the tea leaves.
Yeah, I think that you get a lot more what the yogis would call shakti. It's like life force energy. You definitely feel that, especially with the biodynamic teas. Like our raspberry Earl Grey and all of our black and green teas actually have biodynamic tea bases. And
Explain that to listeners.
Biodynamic is a form of agriculture that's getting really popular now with wine. And it's basically, I like to say, you know, organic is agriculture by omission. We don't use commercial fertilizer. We don't use pesticides. We don't use herbicides. We don't use fungicides. And with biodynamic, not only do they not use all the bad stuff, but they actually infuse the soil with other herbs and nutrients, and they actually make their fertilizer out of other plants, like nettle, chamomile, yarrow, and they use the nutrients in the plants to balance out the nutrients in in whatever the crop is, and they don't use 10% of the land. They cycle through it. They use amazing fertilizers, and they really infuse it with a higher level of nutrient value.
So it's like super soil.
It's super soil. And what happens is there's a lot of biodiversity in the tea estates that are biodynamic, meaning there's a ton of birds, there's a ton of bees, there's a ton of butterflies. And what you see when you go to the conventional gardens, not the organic. The organic's full of life, too. But when you go to the conventional gardens, you can look under the plant and you can bowl under them. There is nothing. The soil is so dry. It's so flat and dead. What happens is when you use pesticides and all of that, you not only kill the good stuff, or you not only kill what you're trying to kill, but you actually kill the earthworms and the ladybugs and everything else that is needed to create a balance in the tea estate. So, and then what happens is the rains come and they actually wash off the soil, because the soil isn't aerated by earthworms, so the rain can't actually soak into the soil. So then they have to use more commercial fertilizer to make the yield happen, and it's a really negative cycle. And, you know, they never used these things before Monsanto and all those guys got in to the tea fields and started selling them these poisons, and the tea workers are so innocent. They just were looking for higher yields so that because they're in a commodity market, and they don't all have buyers like me who just direct trade with them. I never ask them to go on auction. I never drill them into the ground on price. I just know what it costs to make a beautiful tea, and so we pay them the price they need, and then we pay an extra fair trade premium to the workers so that they can have a life of sustained health and prosperity versus a life of poverty and pain. So
I really appreciate you explaining all that, Zena, because I want people to understand that when you choose a product and a company that, you know, to buy their product, that there's so much else behind it. When you make that purchase on what you're supporting.
Absolutely. And we have the power to actually, I mean, any consumer can go into a store and pick my product versus another product and actually sustain me. It's almost like supporting a nonprofit. You don't have to make as many donations to nonprofits necessarily if you're supporting great companies like ours and like Guayaki, the Yerba Mate people, they're my friends. They do great work. And there are a lot of companies out there who are the real deal. They're not just saying it because it's the trend, but they're actually doing it. And so it's really in the consumer's hand to do the research. And then they can support companies like ours to make their world better. And it feels really good.
And I don't think people realize some of the other practices that some of these other companies do. And you're the type of person that would never say that, but I'm going to say it. I actually did a bunch of research, and because my professional organization was positioning themselves with this other company. And when I learned about, like, some of the things that they would do, where they would purposely drive the price down, where these people, they were dependent on this, you know, to support their family. And they, you know, just to make another buck.
It was devastating. And when A lot of the reason is because in the global economy, you don't see the impact of your purchases on the families across the globe. And so that's why in the beginning of the tea company, when I got up enough money to go over and actually see that fair trade was real and build relationships directly with my growers, I feel like that is my lifeline, and that's been my motivation, not only to improve the health of my customers, but to also help my vendors to reach out of poverty and have better lives. And you can only do that by actually being on the ground with your supply chain. And I think consumers are getting more and more clear about companies that do that are the ones that they're going to support, because it's really American. It's just the golden rule. Treat others how you want to be treated. And, you know, if we don't pay them a fair price, it's not sustainable. If their kids are dying because of a lack of health care, how can you feel good about drinking that product? It's really a devastating idea. So we are really proud to be so pure and to have our ducks in a row when it comes to really knowing how we're affecting our growers and have deep personal relationships with them.
Well, I know that every time that I'm drinking your tea now, I'm going to be picturing you. I'm going to be picturing you over into these other countries, you know, or picturing you getting an inspiration by looking up at something, and then we're going to see a new flavor that's going to come out a year from now from that inspiration.
Yeah, and we could do a series just on, you know, all the different herbs and spices and health benefits. There's so much out there.
Well, you know, you'll have to come back and give us an education on that sometime. So.
I would love it. Thank you so much.
Oh, thank you, Zena. I've loved every minute of talking to you. And please, everyone, try Zena's Gypsy Tea and go to our website. I'm going to create a whole page where you'll be able to find everything. And join us next week, everyone, and stay healthy and eat organic when you can, please. All right, this is Smart Health Talk, saying goodbye.
Out the window, finish up to the air. Sign me up now, make sure you use your smart. Take a walk on the wild side. Will the birds and the bees survive?
You're on board KCAA's Inland Talk Express. KCAA, Loma Linda, 1050 AM, the station that leaves no listener behind.
NBC Radio News is KCAA News Talk 1050, the Inland Talk Express.